Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls along here. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Off day, of course, for the Bills. It is a normal Tuesday for them. Wednesday, tomorrow, they will get back to work. First injury reports of the week and such as they get ready to host the winless New Orleans Saints. A New Orleans team, by the way, Bills are favored by 16.5 points. And before we do get to our 11 a.m. Tuesday segment, top five primetime performers. That game, I debated, Derek, checking in on it. Let's see a little bit. It's going to be the Bills' opponent, and the Bills aren't playing right now. I might want to do, you know, a little bit of homework, see what they're at. By the time I had decided maybe I do want to do that, it was 21-0 Seattle. And I was like, no, I'm good. I think I'm all right.
I think I did my homework.
It's
not good.
It ended 44-13.
Yeah, 38 points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
It was – the Saints had been punchy for two games, and then they looked like the team that everyone's worried about.
And you're right to like say like they look punchy. I mean, 20-13 loss to Arizona, 26-21 loss to San Francisco, and it really – it's week three. This also could be a mirage. They had some special teams touchdowns against them and such, but it also felt a little bit like the floor kind of came under them. Like you mentioned, 38 points against in the first half.
Yeah.
Just not a good day at the office at all. That is the Bills' next opponent, as I mentioned, 0-3. But without further ado, it was a fun week in the NFL. So we'll have our top five primetime performers between myself, Zach Jones, and Derek Kramer. And as we like to do, we'll start off with some honorable mentions. It was not the fireworks show that last week was with the wide receivers and 150 yards and all that stuff, but it was still a damn good week. My first honorable mention, though, credit where credit is due. Caleb Williams, quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Just an honorable mention because he did do it against Dallas, but man, he was slinging the rock all over Soldier Field. It's the first time that's ever happened in Chicago that a quarterback was slinging the rock around the field. 298 and four touchdowns, including a gorgeous flea flicker that DeAndre Swift lobbed the ball up back to Caleb Williams, launches it 60 yards to Luther Burden, albeit, again, it was against the Dallas defense. That seems to be like the get-right game for most offenses they play.
Honorable mention, by the way, I'm going to do something a little off-script here, Zach.
Change it up.
I'm going to college football.
Oh, very nice. Who do we got?
I've got the Syracuse Orange.
Oh.
With a massive put-em-down win against Clemson, going into Death Valley, swinging, and getting through it. 3-1 now, 1-0 in the ACC with their first conference win. It did come at a heavy cost, though.
I'm glad you did this because I thought about this. I couldn't because Angeli does get hurt.
Angeli does get hurt. He's out for the year. He had a great game until the injury, too. He was 18-31, 244 yards and two touchdowns. So I do have to manage to say it. Like, yeah, it is. It's a bitter taste in the mouth. That's why it's an honorable mention sort of thing. But, you know, we got a couple Syracuse alum that work here. I figure that Jeremy and Sal would appreciate giving the Syracuse Orange some flowers because of what was a great win for them.
On the road at Death Valley. I will say, though, Clemson came in with some serious national championship-type hype.
Oh, those are gone.
1-3 losses to LSU, dead. Georgia Tech, and now Syracuse. Two of those losses coming at home, LSU and Syracuse. Cade Klubnik also went from a quarterback I was really curious about this year. He might be a fun seventh-round project for the Bills that I'll get excited about.
There we go.
He has been tough this year.
Clemson this year, it's cadaverific at this point. Yep. Their championship hopes.
Honorable mention number two. I already mentioned the Seattle and New Orleans game. Mm-hmm. And Torrey Horton Jr., or I think just Torrey Horton. Yeah, not Jr. Yep. Torrey Horton, wide receiver, rookie for them. Both a punt return touchdown and a receiving touchdown, and then the punt return, 98 yards, a new Seattle Seahawks record. So good for him, although I think he only had like 35 yards receiving, one of them being the touchdown, so honorable mention for him.
Now, these last two honorable mentions are going to be from the same game.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots defense is going to get some flowers here from me. Why? You allowed 14 points on 5 turnovers. That is desperately keeping a team in a football game. That is, I know it says more about Pittsburgh than New England, mm-hmm. but hey, I got to give credit where credit's due. The New England defense forces Pittsburgh to punt on multiple occasions. It takes turnover number 5 to where they finally yield another touchdown. Because at some point it is, you gave up 7 points on 4 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. And then, of course, turnover 5 happens, and it's too late at that point. And just to wrap up my honorable mentions in the same game, the Steelers defense. They forced 5 turnovers.
Right. Boy, that was an ugly game. I was able to sit a lot with that
one. It's an affront to American football, but hey, you know what? You forced 5 turnovers. The Steelers defense has been wholly unimpressive in terms of yards allowed per game. They're actually 5th worst for being the highest paid defense in the NFL, but hey, 5 turnovers is 5 turnovers. You cannot deny that.
Yeah, and then my final honorable mention is Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown. They finally were able to get him going. 6 for 109 and a touchdown. He was crucial in their comeback attempt there. It really felt like the Eagles at halftime just decided, screw it, we're throwing the ball and we're going to throw it, namely to number 11. He is such a physical presence. It does boggle the mind that that's not like plan B after Saquon Barkley. And one of those where, let's quickly shift to throw the ball to A.J. Brown if, like, immediately Saquon's not working. He is such a force.
Yeah, it is one of those things where just don't. You know, just do the easy thing. Just do the easy thing, actually. Just don't overthink it. Do the easy thing. Stop trying to outsmart everybody.
Yep. Now going to our top 5. Derek, you want to start off with number 5?
It's another unit. I've yet to do a player in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the field goal blocks from Cleveland, New York, and Philadelphia.
Man.
2 from the Eagles, by the way, including a game winner that gets returned to the house ultimately. But we get the dance from Aaron Glenn. We get the win from Cleveland
against
Green Bay. And then Philadelphia doubles up to get a win against the Rams.
The witching hour Sunday at around 4 was incredible.
If you were a kicker...
Fun.
If you were a kicker in the witching hour, you became nauseous.
Yeah, you were in hell. You were in hell.
If you were a kicker that was, like, say Tyler Bass is just flipping through his TV on a Sunday and he sees all that happening, goes, thank goodness I'm not on right now.
Yeah, thank goodness for me.
I'm cool. Like, Matt Prater, probably the same thing. Like, hey, man, I played Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 for me, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. The Colts continue to be a really, really fun offensive football team. I think Shane Steichen is proving he's got it. I also think this maybe points more towards of how much Anthony Richardson does not have it.
Right.
But specifically for running back Jonathan Taylor, 102 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Another really big win for them as well. So good on them and for Taylor as well, who sometimes it seems like gets a little bit forgotten in the best running backs in the NFL, partially due to injuries and stuff like that, but he's still up there. It's number 5 for me, Jonathan Taylor.
We'll stay with the running backs heading into number 4 here. David Montgomery with Detroit. Oh. That 70-yarder that he gets caught on, but also totals the day, 12 carries, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns. including the game that effectively ices it. And it turns into a frantic comeback attempt with just not enough time for the Ravens to get it going. Montgomery ices the game with a beautiful run to the offensive right. Toe taps on the sideline. You put it anytime you could put it away. That's a primetime performance right there.
And for a little while there for Detroit, it felt like they couldn't get the run game going until Montgomery started to in the second quarter, and then it continued on. I mean, he has the 70-plus yard rush. He has the game-clinching run. He has a few other, you know, big ones as well. Great game for him. That was so much fun. David Montgomery is one of my favorite players in the NFL. There's a lot, you know, in his personal life as well that's big there. But him and Gibbs together, a ball to watch. Number four for me, sticking with that game, I am going with my first unit. It's the Lions defensive line.
Okay.
Seven sacks, tied most against Jackson in his career. I think the most since 2022. And they also held Henry to just 50 yards rushing. And also, if you go to PFF, they have 30 pressures. It's just an unbelievable performance from them. I know some of those are, of course, going to be on Jackson. Sacks a lot of times can be a quarterback stat. But even still, to hold then Henry to under 50 yards or at 50 yards exactly rushing in a close game where they could have kept going to Henry. They kind of had to move away from it. They just were not able to get that going. They get Jackson on the ground. A wonderful performance by the defense as a whole, but I decided to key in on the defensive line here for number
And the
four.
Defensive line also forces the fumble on Henry as well.
Aiden Hutchinson, yep.
Number three for me. This person has had a lot of pressure after his first 2 weeks and all of his rookie season. What's a great cure for an ailing quarterback in terms of statistical wonders? The Dallas Cowboys defense coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to Caleb Williams. 19 of 28, 298 yards, four touchdowns against Dallas. And first of all, the Cowboys are a problem because this is the second straight week that we have a guy on the primetime performers list that faced the Cowboys secondary.
Yep.
But take advantage of the matchups when you got them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Bills are apologizing for where they're at, sitting at 3-0 right now. And I don't think Caleb Williams should apologize for facing the Cowboys secondary.
He has also, by the way, started to look better. I mean, like, that was a great performance for him, but from week one on, he's been progressively looking better, so good for him as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on him right now, so it's good to see that he's showing up and taking advantage of a bad matchup when he has a chance to.
Number three for me, I always kind of like the random player that just pops off for a week. We'll get to that more at number one, but for number three, Raiders wide receiver Trey Tucker.
I thought about him here.
In a loss, I mean, the Raiders, after their win against New England, have not looked particularly good at all.
No.
But you got to tip your hat to this. 8 for 145 and three touchdowns. I mean, giddy up. Again, it's a loss, and I think, yeah, Geno only throws three touchdowns, but that's a great overall performance, and we all know how I feel about wide receivers. You do that, you're getting put on the list.
No, well, honestly enough, I don't have him on here. I thought about it, but I'm like, yeah, no, it does look like it's a little bit more of a irrelevancy at that point because of how they lost that game, how badly they lost that game.
I love a random player popping off.
That is true.
And you put it as a wide receiver, phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, you got me. You got me.
All right, this one could start a little bit of fights. Number two. Jalen Hurts. That comeback attempt has to happen because they have to open the football up throwing. They have to get things going. You have A.J. Brown on your list, for example. I have Hurts, though, because you have to get the football out. You have to get to these players. And you got to respect it. A comeback attempt is a comeback attempt. And if you're able to statistically look good while also leading the team down the field and leading the charge for the win, yes, you got some help with the special teams. You still got to put the points up on the board at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to get Jalen Hurts there. 226, three touchdowns, as well as a, once again, frustrating tush push. Please ban that play next year. It's just bad to look at. That's all I care about is the aesthetics at this point. And Jalen Hurts, though, number two on the primetime players list here.
I'm going more to that special teams bit for the game for number two for me. It's Eagles D-tackle Jordan Davis.
Yes.
He's a part of both of the blocked field goals, definitively part of the last one where he both blocks it and returns it for a touchdown. He also has five total tackles and a sack. Just overall incredible performance by him. And, of course,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the main characters of what was ultimately a crazy last about 5-10 minutes of those 1 o'clock games. So for number two for me, Eagles defensive tackle Jordan Davis.
And I think we know what number one is. And I would imagine that when I say this, it is going to be the top on your list too. I also know this because I called you this morning and you were still tallying down the stat line of Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah, just an unbelievable performance by him. I mean, in a few of these blowouts, some of the special teams as well, Layden. Rodgers kind of beats Cincinnati by himself with a pick six, a fumble return for a touchdown. He forces another fumble. He also has a pass breakup. He has the highest PFF grade ever, you know, registered, if you care about that, at 99.9. Just unbelievable performance.
He does outscore the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, okay.
By himself.
I wanted to do math, and I completely forgot to, but yeah.
So. I looked at it, I'm just like, wait a minute. They didn't score a lot of points. As long as it's less than 12, then yeah, Isaiah Rodgers does outscore the entirety of the Cincinnati Bengals by himself. It is a great day to see when you have one return touchdown. It is a great day when you have two forced fumbles in a game. Joey Bosa was on this list earlier. It's a great day when you have an interception and a fumble recovery. It is a wacky day to add another touchdown onto that and have all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, just an overall incredible performance. Oh, I think if we look back
and let's just pepper in the two more pass deflections and three tackles just because he was bored that day.
Yeah, just apparently. I think we're going to look back if we want to at like the end of the year, like, okay, who were the top five of the number one performances? It's going to be really hard to top that.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Very hard.
Again, to have a return touchdown is incredible on a turnover. To have two of them is unreal. To then add two forced fumbles in there is just hilariously otherworldly.
Yeah, so unsurprisingly for both of us, at number one is Viking corner Isaiah Rodgers. Just an absolutely incredible performance by him. And that is our week three edition of our top five primetime performers. We'll put that out on social media here in just a little bit if you want to check that out as well.
Am I a sicko for thinking about adding Konsta Hellenius' goal from last night? Yes.
Yes, but good goal. Very good goal.
Very good goal.
I want to talk a little bit about the Sabres here in a minute, but I don't want to forget to bring this up because it won't be too long, but our caller in the last segment, Jerry.
Yeah, let's pull the pin out of something to say.
He brought up the Boston Red Sox winning in 04, right? He's a Red Sox fan, and that's a historic moment like in sports, not just baseball, them coming back in the ALCS down 3-0, and the arms race that went on previously to that. There's a plethora of documentaries on that series alone, let alone the rivalry between those teams. But I watched one on Netflix this year, and it really got – and it was in the offseason when I was watching it, but it really got me going on not really just necessarily wanting to see the Bills take down the Chiefs, but more in the sense of this is kind of just how sports is. You have that top dog. You have the little pup chasing them, nipping at their tail, what have you. And eventually that pup grows, and eventually they get theirs. Usually. Not always, but usually. You can go back to Jordan with the Pistons, how they used to bully the hell out of the Chicago Bulls until Jordan worked out, he got stronger, what have you, and eventually he gives the Pistons their swan song, where they eventually because they're the Detroit Pistons of the bad boy era. You know, they leave the bench early, the whole thing, and it's a pretty disgraceful way for them to go out, but it's kind of their MO, so it kind of works for them.
Right.
You know, and then Jordan kind of ascends. I mentioned with baseball, with Boston and New York, it's not really just 04. Boston ends up winning, what, three more World Series after they do that, or three total after they do that. It's a big moment for them. For the Chiefs, they don't necessarily have that moment. They don't beat the Patriots to get there, but they do play them before it happens, and eventually the Patriots go away and they take over. You also look at football as well, as I've mentioned. The Dallas Cowboy documentary that I watched recently that came out, they made sure to go through San Francisco and Dallas towards the end of that documentary, where San Francisco eventually did take out Dallas, and they kept meeting in the playoffs, and that kept being a thing, and eventually they got through, and they were eventually able to go on and beat the San Diego Chargers like 90 to nothing, whatever it was. That was barely a Super Bowl.
Right.
But like that happens throughout sports, that you have this team that is nipping at the heels trying to pick. Soccer is big in America now, especially the English Premier League. Liverpool with Man City. They kind of kept finishing second or third to them, and it was just not, and they finally get past them. And now they look like to be the dominant force, with Arsenal maybe nipping at their heels. It's just how kind of sports works. And maybe we're entering that phase now with the Chiefs. They've had their run. They've won their championships. I wonder, though, with how the season has started, Derek, was your chance last year to put the dagger in the heart, and that this year is sort of the slow decline of, yeah, they're not the same, and they're going to have to restart and retool, and you're going to see some retirements, and it's not going to be the same group you went up against.
And welcome back to what I wanted to put a pin in. Here it comes out of there. What Jerry said was perfect in that last hour, and again is why I want the Bills to be that team. I don't want to give the Eagles the satisfaction of being the ones to take the Chiefs down and especially like make them have to rebuild on the fly. I want it to be the Bills, which is why I need the Chiefs to win against Baltimore in week four. The Chiefs at 1-3 is a lot more detrimental to me in this revenge than the Ravens sitting there at 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens at 1-3 still very realistically win their division. The Chiefs at 1-3 can run the risk of falling out of the playoffs entirely. They face the Lions in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they face the Bills in the regular season, which that apparently hasn't been good for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now you look at it, and maybe I can have my cake and eat it too. Jerry does mention in that call, oh, you didn't have to play the Chiefs. What if the Chiefs start so poorly in a regular season that the Bills win in the regular season?
And that's the only matchup.
And it puts the Chiefs out of the playoffs entirely. Revenge can be had in a multitude of ways. But then that just looks like, oh, the Chiefs just suddenly collapsed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, guess who helped put them there?
No, and I think you're right, too, in that sense of like, then all of a sudden that meeting has that much more weight, maybe not necessarily for the Bills, but for the Chiefs, of trying to keep the season alive, trying to keep it going.
But even for the Bills, mm-hmm. of, oh, no, you don't.
Yeah. You're not going to get your season off to a run here.
You're not waking up suddenly and going on a run because you beat us in the regular season. No. We're not letting this happen. It could be slamming the door on their face.
Mm-hmm. And so on that, because that was sort of the tweet of today of, with both Baltimore and Kansas City at 1-2 playing each other this Sunday, which team are you more worried about, you know, at this time, thinking about January? We've got some tweets here to read. Juice tweets in, Chiefs, simple, because of history. And I can understand that one of just, I don't want to play them. They seem to have a problem with them. Maybe that's their bugaboo. And I think for some people as well, they maybe don't want to have that question answered. That the Chiefs team could be just as bad as last year, but whenever you play them, they seem to get up for the occasion, and you seem to be second fiddle to that. That absolutely could be a thing for a lot of fans. And I think I partially sit there too of like, I'd be cool to just avoid, if this is really how it's going to go, cool. I would prefer playing them over Baltimore in terms of just pure matchups. But likewise, I think Baltimore fans could even say, I don't really want to play Buffalo. We seem to have bad games against them. It doesn't seem to go well because of history. And Baltimore and Lamar are 0-2 against the Bills in this run here.
And I still always look at it as eventually the other shoe drops. And that rings true for both Baltimore and Kansas City.
Mm.
With Buffalo, when it comes to Kansas City, that shoe dropping is the vengeance. With Baltimore, it turns into you're suddenly on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
If the other shoe drops. I also would like for another answer in this. And that is, if I have to see the Chiefs in the playoffs, it's a tough conversation to have at that point, but does the coaching staff have a Chiefs problem?
And it's what I mean, like the answer.
And it's kind
I
of
think
one,
people maybe don't want to know the
people
answer.
People don't
want
to know the answer. I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. Jam tweets in, I'd rather have the Chiefs win, considering their division is tougher, of course, with the Chargers being 3-0. Denver is a very good team. They seemingly are finding ways to lose, though, to start the year. And Baltimore can make it up with the bleep show over in the AFC North. I think that's absolutely right.
And that's exactly the thoughts of, that's about designs for the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
The one way that the Bills have not navigated through the playoffs yet is through that. We've seen the Chiefs do it, obviously. We've seen the Ravens do it and fail. It's the one route that the Bills have yet to take. If they fail with that route, then yeah, we've just got a problem. But I would sure like to test it.
Yep. And then finally, before we take our next time out, Chris tweets in, right now the Bills are 2 games up on the Chiefs and 2.5 on the Ravens. So I think the edge would go to Baltimore, but it's pretty much a coin toss. And that's kind of why I did want to put that out there, is because I think there is a group of fans out there that won't want to play the Chiefs because of history. And then there'd be another group of fans that don't want to play Baltimore because you look at Derrick Henry in the matchup and go, hell no. But one of them likely will be 1-3 at this time next week. And we're having probably at that point entirely different conversations about where their seasons are going, especially when it comes to Buffalo and January. 803-0550, the number to call. The Sabres do play tonight. It is a back-to-back in the preseason. They got that underway last night, a 4-0 win at Columbus. They play Columbus again tonight, this time at home, pregame at 6 for a 7 p.m. puck drop. We'll talk a little about them when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.